This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for May the 15th. Today's Bible verse, we have two Bible verses, Genesis 3:1a and Genesis 3:4. Genesis 3:1a says, "Now the serpent was more crafty than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made." End of quote. Genesis 3:4 says, "And the serpent said to the woman, 'You surely shall not die.'" End of quote. Did you ever stop and think why people are enticed to do what can harm them and destroy them? We want to hang around with things and places that God restricts. Why do we do it? Let us talk about it. Basically, I think it is a result of the thought that although we like God, we also suspect somehow God keeps something good and enjoyable from us. Yet the Bible says, and it is recorded in Psalm 84:11, listen. It says, "For God is our light and our protector. He gives us grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from those who walk along His paths." End of quote. Yesterday we talked about the origins faithfully recorded in the first book of the Bible called the Genesis. Today we will discover what went wrong with our first parents. You see, Genesis chapter 3 begins with the statement that the serpent was more crafty than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. This informs the serpent was a real animal. However, the Bible says in Revelation chapter 20 verse 2, "He laid hold of the dragon, the serpent of the old, who is the devil and Satan." End of quote. Revelation chapter 12 verse 9 says, "And the great dragon was thrown down, the serpent of old, who is called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world." End of quote. Therefore, the serpent in chapter 3 in Genesis was more than just an animal. With no doubt, the animal was under the control of Satan when it came to our first parents. Jesus said about this old deception of the devil, and it is recorded in John 8:44b. He said, "He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him." End of quote. 2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 3, Apostle Paul says, "But I fear lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may also be corrupted." End of quote. Genesis chapter 3 gives the pattern of Satan and his deception. You see, he still has the same pattern for deception. First, he questioned God's word. He asked, "Indeed, has God said, 'You shall not eat from any tree of the garden?'" This was a cunning question to figure out how much Eve knows about God's command. The problem was, Eve had only secondhand knowledge about God's command. Due to the fact that God gave the command directly to Adam, and it is recorded in chapter 2, verses 15-7, God said to him, "From any tree of the garden you may eat freely, but from the tree of the knowledge of the good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day you eat from it, you shall surely die." End of quote. You see, God gave lavish freedom to eat from all the trees except the one. However, the serpent rephrased it to bring to spotlight the restriction of God. Do you see how important to know the word of God accurately to stand against the evil ideas and schemes of Satan? Now, when Eve quoted that commandment of God back to serpent, she added more restrictions than God originally said. She added and said, "You shall not eat from it or touch it." God did not say, "Do not touch it." Maybe Adam admonished her, "Do not touch it," to forcefully restrict her from the forbidden tree. Secondly, Satan contradicts the word of God with a flat lie. The serpent said to her, "You surely shall not die." Chapter 3, verse 4. It was a clear contradiction to God's word, and it was a lie. Thirdly, the serpent also questioned the good intention of the Lord. Chapter 3, verse 5. God restricted them to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil for their benefit, like a human parent would do to their children. You see, being the loving creator, he knew what was good and beneficial for them. The true source of the knowledge of good and evil is the creator of the Lord God himself. They did not need another source for wisdom and knowledge. Now, after a straight lie and questioning the good and loving intention of the Lord, Eve was now tempted to disobey the command. The reasons were there, and it says there. She saw the tree was good for food. It was a delight to her eyes, desirable to make her wise. Chapter 3, verse 6. Here are the three basic lusts: the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life. 1 John chapter 2, verse 16. The forbidden tree appealed to the lust of her flesh, the lust of her eyes, and the imagination that she can become wise like God, matter of pride. These three still entice us to disobey God, to hang around with the wrong group. You see, God's word was questioned. God's word was contradicted and challenged by a lie. God's good, paternal and loving restriction was misinterpreted by the serpent and misjudged by them. God's word and his character were under attack. And succumbing to the craftiness and deception, our first parents fell to sin and disobeyed the loving God. Remember, Jesus said, "Satan is the liar and father of liars," John 8:44d. Beloved, next time when you are tempted to disobey God's loving restrictions as your loving creator and perfect parent, stop and remember what went wrong with our first parents that resulted in lasting consequences for their posterity, you and I. Stop and study chapter 3 of the book of Genesis and understand how evil entered into humanity. There God faithfully recorded what we all should know about us. Even though spiritual and physical death entered into human beings by their folly act of disobedience to God's command, the loving Lord came with an excellent and superior solution. We will discuss this later in another insight. God, a moment for today's prayer. Pray after me. Father in heaven, help me to study the Bible you gave to me for my well-being and security and benefits. I know there are deceptions around me. I need godly wisdom and knowledge. The true source of wisdom and knowledge is you, Lord. The honor of the Lord God is the beginning of all wisdom. Help me to honor you and your word. May I spend my life in reading, studying, understanding the Bible, which is the sword of the Spirit to guard me against the wiles of the devil. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.